From the GLT Newsroom, I'm Charlie Schlenker. The death of a McLean County maintenance mechanic is the first workplace death for the county government in nearly 18 years. 56-year-old John Hennigus died yesterday in an elevator shaft at the McLean County Law and Justice Center in Bloomington. An elevator counterweight struck him. Kathleen Davis is the coroner.
The preliminary opinion identifies that the cause of death to be blunt traumatic and compressional asphyxia. At this time, we do not intend to call for an inquest into this matter, as the information available to date indicates this death is accidental by nature.
Before Hennigus died, the previous county government worker death was in 1997. Davis says it's possible Hennigus had heard of an item dropped down the elevator shaft by a member of the public and went into the shaft to recover it. A Labor Department division called OSHA investigates workplace fatalities. The timeline for a report typically takes many months. A new Connect Transit bus transfer center could be coming to downtown Bloomington. Alderwoman Diana Howman is part of unanimous council support for the federal Tiger Grant application.
I think if we're looking at trying to revitalize downtown, and if we're also looking out for the citizens who may not have cars or their own transportation, the public transportation center downtown is going to be a benefit.
The proposal includes an indoor area for riders to catch various buses, an expansion of the McLean County Jail, and mental health facilities on upper floors. The new development could also include climate-controlled indoor and outdoor waiting areas with restaurants and other amenities, including a sawtooth driveway design to make it easy for passengers to find their bus. Bloomington's mayor says even though the city is backing off a different grant application to complete Hamilton Road on the south side of town, that project remains important. Speaking on GLT's Sound Ideas, Mayor Terry Renner said it's important to support the area-wide grant application for a jail expansion and a bus transfer station, and the Hamilton Road project is less advanced to start.
It's nowhere near shovel-ready, if you will. We still need to work with Norfolk Southern Railroad, and there's some other issues.
Renner says he still hopes the Hamilton Road extension can be done in 3 to 4 years. It would allow four-lane east-to-west travel across the south side of town without going on Veterans Parkway. The Illinois Senate has begun taking up parts of Governor Bruce Rauner's pro-business agenda. IPR's Brian Mackey reports they're just as quickly taking them out, including workers' comp changes.
Rauner and business groups say it's too costly. Steve Hoekstra is president of a fourth-generation trucking company not far from the Indiana state line.
The work comp base rate is 135% higher for me being located in Illinois as opposed to Indiana.
But Senator Kwame Raoul, a Democrat from Chicago, says there are some areas in which Illinois might not want to compete.
You can't just look at another state and say they're more competitive. You also have to look at how they're treating their employees.
The measure failed on a partisan vote. Rauner says Democrats are walking away from needed reforms. Democrats say the governor's ideas are wrong for Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey.
And the Illinois House has overwhelmingly approved a plan that seeks to curb the abuse of heroin and painkilling drugs. Painkillers are often seen as a gateway to heroin. The measure says doctors have to record the medical need when they prescribe narcotics for months at a time. It enhances an electronic database to prevent patients from doctor shopping and stockpiling pills. The plan's sponsor is Democratic Representative Lou Lang of Skokie.
It deals with the issue of disposing of old pharmaceuticals that people aren't using so that they can't get back into them and their families can't reach into their medicine chests.
The legislation also requires police and firefighters to have a heroin antidote available. Despite Republican concerns about costs, no one voted against it. Clear skies tonight, the low 58. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 85. Find more GLT news at WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker.